Thanks for coming in, Mr. Mahoney. Do you have your member ID card?
Yep, I have it right here in the FEP Blue app, see?
Great.
It's awesome. The app can also help me find a provider and keep tabs on my deductibles.
Okay, can I...
Oh, yeah, and my out-of-pocket spending and visit limits, and I can call the nurse line.
I'm really glad it does all that, but I only need to see your member ID card.
Oh, that's it? Why didn't you say so?
Fearless is just one tap away. With the new FEP Blue app from Blue Cross and Blue Shield, you can access your health benefits on the go. Download it now at fepblue.org/app.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
All right, good afternoon, good evening, however you want to address it. It is 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time here in Philadelphia. I'm at the NovaCare Center and just got done talking to Brandon Brooks. As the media, we discussed just what's going on with him. So I wanted to bring you the interview, the full interview that we had with him, and just give you some perspective and let you hear him himself talk about what it is that's going on with him. I tell you, it's really interesting how this guy is going through these situations as far as, you know, what's causing him to not be able to play on game day. And, I mean, there are going to be some who are going to laugh at him and call him a chump or wimp or anything like that, but, you know, at the end of the day, he's going through something. So I think we really need to just take a look at what he has to say and, you know, gather our thoughts before we rush to judgment and call him names or anything like that. I mean, at the end of the day, the thing that we always forget is that these guys are people, too. They have this thing called feelings. They have this thing called emotions. They're human beings. So they go through ups and downs. They go through, you know, the regular things that we as people go through. And here it is. Brandon Brooks is in the middle of a situation that is not allowing him to do his job on two of the last three opportunities he had to do it. Obviously, he's high paid. I know that. And obviously, he's getting paid to play a game. But that doesn't mean he doesn't put in effort. That doesn't mean that, you know, he deserves any criticism that some of the, you know, callous people are going to administer to him. And that goes for media as well as fans, you know. In some cases, it just seems like we're overly critical of these guys. But, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and you know, call anybody in particular out. But I just wanted to point some things out that we tend to forget when we watch these guys play football. You know, we look at them as just objects when they're more than just that. And here's an example of a guy being transparent. He didn't have to come to us and say exactly what he was going through, but he wanted to be stand up and let everybody know. So check out the interview with Brandon Brooks.
You know, kind of wanted to get to the bottom of, you know, what's been going on. Basically, found out, you know, recently that I have an anxiety condition. What I mean by anxiety condition, you know, not nervousness or fear of the game. What it is I'm constantly, I have like an obsession with the game. And it's an unhealthy obsession right now. And, you know, I'm working with team doctors and things to get everything straightened out, getting the help that I needed, and things like that. Once again, you know, it's an obsession. You know, I can't emphasize that enough. It's not, you know, nervousness or fear. I love the organization. The organization's been great. They're supporting me with this. You know, the head coach, my position coach, Howie, everybody supported me. And, you know, I'll make it through. I'll be okay. You know, nothing I'm ashamed of. You know, I own it. And that's it. So, what do you got?
Have you ruled out any kind of gastro problems like Crohn's or ulcerative colitis or anything like that?
So, for the longest, you know, the couple times I went to the hospital, I did like the blood work. I got a couple of endoscopies back when I was in Houston and stuff like that. But one time they went in, it was an ulcer. But other than that, they would never really find something that would cause it physically.
What can you do to kind of get through this?
Well, I'm taking steps now. first, you know, once you got an issue or a problem, you know, first you got to admit it, you got to accept it. I admit it, I accept it, I own it. Get the medication I need to kind of, you know, tone it down for me. I think that's what a lot of times happens is, you know, throughout the week I'm, you know, going like this and, you know, I got to kind of taper it down and kind of chill, you know, turn my brain off. And then, you know, go talk to somebody. Figure out why I'm constantly searching to be perfect. And if I'm not perfect, you know, I don't feel like I've done my job or it was good enough. So that's what I'm doing.
You, a lot of times you have a ritual, you know, kind of a pregame routine to kind of get you in that groove. Do you have one of those yourself? And have you noticed when you've had the issues that didn't, wasn't something you stuck to?
My pregame routine is always the same. Once I get there, like I'm fine. It's just waking up. When I wake up sick, by that time it's too late. You know, I make it to the game in the routine. All good to go.
How long have you had this, Brandon?
I'm just finding out about it after the Green Bay game. Mm-hmm. So I can't tell you like how sure. long I've had it. I mean, I don't know.
Is it something in Houston that happened? Those two times in Houston, is it related to this?
Well, who knows? But you know, the symptoms kind of have been. Similar throughout the time.
Brandon, how does it impact your football career in the short term and in the long term?
You know, in the short term, I kind of look at it like, you know, like my teammates have rallied around me. You know, I told them, you know, right away. But, you know, I get the help and treatment that I need. You know, I don't think it'll impact me at all. My football career, you know, I think I'll be fine. I think I'll come out better from this, come out a better person.
Have you had these symptoms on days that you didn't miss games, like on a normal game day? Do you have these symptoms?
So the whole situation, I mean, the only time I really notice it is game day. What has happened Fridays, Tuesdays, Mondays, it can happen anytime, I guess.
What's the best way to explain why you didn't pursue what was going on until now?
Well, for the longest, I thought it was an ulcer. I thought it was something physical in my stomach. So I didn't know it could possibly be something else. You know, I would get sick, you know, once, maybe twice a year. And it wasn't like how it was this time where it was one game I played and the next game it happened again. So.
Did you ever think in the back of your mind that it could have been anxiety? Did you think, like, this is something that you thought you could handle on your own and then go to anybody else and address it?
I kind of figured it was my stomach deal and then once it happened during the Green Bay game. I went out to seek help, realized that obviously I couldn't defeat it myself. And I'm not ashamed to reach out and ask for help.
Were the last two times it happened, the Green Bay game and then again on Sunday, was it worse than it had been before? I mean, as far as the sickness is concerned?
It was equally both the same. What happens is, you know, I wake up 4 or 5 in the morning, just not to be too graphic, but uncontrollable vomit. It's nothing that, you know, doctors can give me once it happens and it stops and it goes for a full 24 hours. Hmm. And, you know, that's what happens.
Brandon, you could have.
One Sunday, hoping to play. And yeah. What happened when you got there?
Going in every week. I always go in. You know, I think I'm going to play on. You know? And once I woke up, I went up uncontrollably, went to the stadium. And, try to get as many IVs and do everything I can to play. It's just, I couldn't even stand up. I didn't have the strength to stand up, so.
Do you have nightmares when you sleep? Are you able to sleep prior to the waking up?
Well, just sort of overall in general, my mind's always wandering, so I mean, I sort of say I sleep the best, but, you know, the night before, it's regular routine as always, I guess, nothing different from something I'm doing earlier in the week.
Brandon, you could have stood up here and told us, you know, you had bad fish tacos and nobody would have ever known the difference. Why is it important to you to kind of, you know, talk about this and you know, let everyone know exactly what's going on?
Well, one, you know, I'm an honest guy. You know, I'm going to tell you what's going on. That's one. And two, you know, it's nothing that I'm ashamed I'll get the help that I need, and life will go on. I'll be fine. Career will be fine. I'm not too I am concerned about it, obviously, but I'm not, you know, woe is me at this point.
Brandon, what are they going to give you?
Sometimes anxiety can be a symptom of depression. Has that come up, and have you thought about whether that is the root cause?
Nah, man, I feel happy. I love, like I said, I love being here. The organization's great. Coaches is great. I got no reason to be depressed.
What are they going to give you to lessen the anxiety?
Just some medicine to kind of chill me out.
Is that something that you need to build up over time, or does that have an instant effect from your
understanding? One's a long-term, like, slow build in your system, and the other one's, like, instant. Like, if something were to happen going forward, I can take it, and it should cut it out.
And it won't affect you, like, as far as playing, your strength, your energy?
It's all good.
Did this ever happen to you as a kid, or when did you first notice something that would happen like that?
Probably started, I mean, I felt anxiety as a kid, but that's more something else, I guess.
Is there any other?
So that was Brandon Brooks just sharing a part of what it is that's going on with him on game day. And it's game day morning. You know, if you notice, he said that once he wakes up at 4 or 5 in the morning, it's too late. You know, he can't even get into his game day routine, and it's over for him. And there's nothing they could give him to make him stop vomiting. So it's obviously a serious issue. You know, it makes you understand the power of your mind. And he's going to be working on it. So we'll just see how this pans out. Doug Peterson, in his press conference beforehand, said he wasn't sure what the cause of everything was. I'm not sure if Brooks was supposed to come out and tell everybody today, but hey, I mean, props to him for sharing his story and giving everyone an understanding of what's going on. You have to respect that. And he did say in the end that he owns it. He's not embarrassed about it. He's just going to work through it. And these are the type of situations that can either, you know, make you stronger or weaker. And just judging from my interaction with Brandon throughout the year, I think is going to make him stronger. He seems to be a good guy, a stand-up guy, obviously coming up and telling his story today. So that's the show. Wanted to bring you this conversation that we as the media had with Brandon Brooks. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk some more shop, and we'll get back to some on-the-field stuff, because I know that's what you guys expect me to talk about, and that's what I typically do explain, but I wanted to bring this one to you. So I appreciate you tuning in. Be sure to follow. This is the only place you're going to get this type of stuff. So definitely make sure you follow this podcast, the Locked On Eagles podcast, on iTunes and Audio Boom. Shoot me that follow on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL, as well as theeagleswire.usatoday.com.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop! At Metro PCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get 2 free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.